This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Some of the pizzas are a little snooty.
Anyway. Yeah. All right. We're in real danger land right now because you're about to give me the giggles and it's not even 4 o'clock.
Now it's only Tuesday.
So just chill.
Let's get in some serious hardcore warrior off-season talk.
I got a hardcore thing to say.
Please do, because I've got a couple things that I need to get out.
Okay. Here's first and foremost, and this is a reaction to the day, openly. Okay, Scott Osler wrote about this. The Morning Roast had Scott on. They've talked about it. So let me just give a quick reaction. This won't take long. Okay, I can sum this up in one sentence for you. 3, 2, 1. I would rather lose than trade Steph Curry. That's the end of that. So I don't think they're thinking about it. I don't think they would think about it. I don't think he's thinking about it. I think it's something that comes up because the Warriors are A, in a tough spot, and B, their fans are bored earlier than we thought we would be. But I would rather lose than trade Steph Curry.
Let me try my hand at this because you and I are not far apart. In fact, we're probably next door neighbors. The Warriors are not trading Steph Curry. So we can have this conversation, and I love Scott Osler, 13-time California Sports Writer of the Year Award winner.
Tremendous.
He is one of the people, when I first met him, when I got in the business, I was nervous and excited and thrilled that he knew me just from the radio. Bruce Jenkins would be another one. It's like you grew up reading these people. You get to meet him, and it's like, oh, my God, they're awesome. They're even nicer and cooler, funnier than I ever would have imagined. But on this one, Scott, ne'er the twain shall meet. I think it's Luda. I think it's a completely ludicrous idea for a number of different reasons. I don't begrudge people who want to debate it or discuss it.
Not at all.
But I knew going in that you and I would be of like mind as far as the viability or even what we would want as Warrior fans. Go ahead and take the valuation of your franchise and lop off $1 billion. So the Warriors are now worth $6 billion because you traded Steph Curry.
Well, I get it. Sometimes you can tell right away what makes people tick as fans. And in fact, I think this would be a great spot to hear from a lot of you. 888-957-9570. I'm not saying one or the other is wrong. I just know how I am as a fan. I am not hell-bent on winning the ring every year. And I find value that is still totally prevalent simply in the joy of going on the journey with a team. Like, if I asked you right now, how you doing with Giants season so far? We're 24 games in. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's okay, but right. I haven't blown it off. I'm not giving up.
No.
they're, what are they, two games out of first place?
Right. And they're 1/8 of the way through the year.
Right.
So if they were an NFL team, they'd be 1-1. And if they were an NBA team at this portion of the year, they'd probably be, you know, 8-9.
Yeah, something like that.
6-7. So it's, you know.
And so it doesn't mean, and I get this a lot. I get this a lot from just discussions I have about sports with people. Willard, they're not winning it this year. My brain doesn't work like that. And I can be different than you, and that's great. My brain doesn't work in, well, here we are. We're 24 games in, and I've already decided how this is going to end. I don't know how it's going to end. I don't want to know how it's going to end until it does end. And my brain works in an anything is possible sort of way. They could be, I don't think they will be, but they could be last place, or they could be first place. And I don't dismiss either as impossible, though both are very, very unlikely. So I can bob and weave with this. And I will take that opinion and then take it over to Steph Curry, for example. Like, to me, that is such an incredible non-starter. If you told me right now the Warriors could trade Steph Curry this year and it would mean that they would potentially be viable for a title within the next 7 years. Or, door number two, Steph finishes his career with the Warriors, but it automatically means no more rings for a decade. Sign me up. No more rings for a decade. Fine with it. I'm okay. That's how much he means to me, the fan, in this jersey, and the entertainment value he provides even when not winning a ring.
Right.
So I am totally, totally there with regard to that particular subject, at least.
I would agree, and it's because they've already given me, and I know they didn't do it for me, but it felt like it at times, 4 championships. And the memories that I have from those 4 championships, I don't have to ever give back. And yes, I always want that. I want that every year. I've been in 2 parades, and I broadcasted and walked a third and of the 4, and those are some of the greatest days of my working life. Being on the 95.7 The Game float, those are some awesome memories in front of a million people in downtown Oakland. So there are things that I've experienced that all of us have as fans that are incredible. And yes, you want it again, but I also want to see Steph Curry finish his career as a Golden State Warrior. And I don't think that even if you traded him, and you could concoct any trade you want under the sun, and you send Steph out and you bring a player in, you're still not going to win a championship. This team, in my opinion, needs about 3 or 4 different players here alongside Steph Curry.
Right. So, first of all, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings, dividend, open a First NorCal first-class money market today. I say that because sometimes I do like to, and all the time, listen to sort of other perspectives that are based on fans who do it a different way. So, like, I hopped in the car this morning, and Shasky was in the process of laying out a scenario. And it wasn't even about trading Steph Curry. It was about going to Steph and sitting him down and explaining that it's time for a youth movement, and you got to build this thing back up. And then he goes, you look at Steph and you sit him down and you say, 3 years from now, you can be the 6th man and you can come off of the bench and be a part of something that could be really, really good. And I started to laugh, not at the point he was making, but that was the way it hit my sports sensibilities. The idea that, and I get it because Shasky, right? It's like immediately, let's jump into how we can rebuild this thing with younger players in a new direction right away. And if that means, like, we already know this. He wanted Draymond gone a year ago, and he's fully willing for Klay to be gone right now. Let's Kuminga this thing. Let's Moody it. Let's Pajemski it. And let's see if we can be good in 3 years. I feel like Steph.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Would not even wait until the end of the conversation if you tried to have that with him. I don't even think he would stay in the room. So, Steph, here's my plan. We're just going to get rid of all the good veterans. We're going to youth this thing up. You got to trust us. We think we could be good. And when we are, you'll be 40 and on the bench.
Right.
Who's with me? I'm thinking not him.
Right.
But I appreciate the perspective of where you're coming from when you feel that way about this Warrior team, which is, yo, bleep it. Turn the page. Rip the Band-Aid off and just blow the whole thing up. I don't see it that way. I don't think the Warriors see it that way. I get it, though. I get it, and I enjoy sort of hearing. I want to hear where Warrior fans are on the whole philosophy.
Right, on what course should you take? Now, for me, I think that you can youth it up and still try to compete for being a good team. I don't think that you're constructed under any circumstance to be a championship team again, short of getting some sort of a miracle signing for a guy who's going to play for no money, like a LeBron James, and you turn Kuminga and Wiggins into Giannis, and so now you've got Klay and Draymond and Steph and LeBron and Giannis. Okay, then maybe you could be a championship team next year, but none of that's going to happen. There's nothing realistic that you can do between now and the end of 2 years, I think. It's a long shot to find a way to get good. You don't have a first-round pick this year unless you happen to win the lottery. I think you're in a tight spot, so which course would I chart? I don't love Draymond Green. I've had it with Draymond Green, but I also realize that you're probably not going to be able to trade Draymond Green and get much back because there's only four or five teams that Draymond would be even open to going to, and none of those teams is going to give you a good player back. So to your point about the Ayuk trade scenario, you're not going to get better. So is Steph going to really be thrilled about losing his right-hand man for a $25 million a year guy who's not very good?
What did he say to Draymond right after the loss on Tuesday night last week? What did he say to Draymond?
He said, we're still doing this.
We ain't done.
Right.
That's how Steph feels.
Now, Klay's interesting because there's a number where Klay can come back and you can still maybe add somebody on the mid-level, and you could maybe get a tiny bit incrementally better. You could trade Wiggins for something somewhat useful, and then you could maybe get a little bit better, but still you're not going to get a better enough, in my opinion, to be better than that Denver team we saw last night. Oh, baby.
Good article by John Hollinger in The Athletic about this, and it helps shape something for me a little bit because I think everybody, if you're a Warrior fan, you get it. We've been talking about it. You've been thinking about it. The money is an issue. The money is an issue. Sure, that's all true. I think we overstate it, overrate it, because it's not our money. I don't care what they pay Clay. I'm even open to Clay not being on the team. But whenever we say this stuff, there's two things that I think are important here. Number one, people talk about, well, trade Draymond and trade Wiggins. Let Clay walk. Okay, in favor of what? That's, we never complete the sentence.
Yeah.
What is it you are trying? I'm not here to tell you, you got to keep Clay. What I'm here to ask is, what do you want to do with that money if not Clay? What do you want to do with that money if not Clay? Or, and then repeat that question with all of this. Trade Wiggins for who? Trade Draymond for who? What is it you want to fill out the roster with? And then ask yourself this question. Forget whether those people you get, whether it's Clay, Draymond, and Wiggins, or replacements, forget how good they can make the Warriors next year. And instead, simply think about what's their contract. I'm going back to something Ramona said to us 2 weeks ago. The Golden State Warriors do not have any albatross contracts. We know they want to get under the second apron. So here's the deal. This is an unaggressive but opportunistic offseason for the Warriors, and it might be the exact same next year. So this may sound boring, but my thought is that in the absence of any great things that you can do with these people, and you can't get a great player for Andrew, Draymond, you let Clay walk, okay, you're spending that on someone else that's only a $22 million player,
right,
which is fine, but you can't do a whole lot. So you may simply, I know we go, oh, it's a big offseason. It might be the most boring offseason of all time. I am prepared for the Warriors to go into the offseason, let Chris Paul go, sign a new backup point guard, and re-sign Klay Thompson. And that's it. And that sounds boring and ineffective, and you're all, it is. You're right. And they won't be good next
no,
year.
You'll be the 10 seed
they'll
again.
Be, yeah,
if
they'll
you're
be,
lucky.
They'll be fine.
Because the West is better than you are going to be next year.
It well could be. And so you could be a 40-win team. You could be a 50-win
right.
team. Somewhere in between, we'll see. That's one possibility. What's more important, I think, to the Warriors right now is maintaining their flexibility, keeping those contracts. In other words, trade Wiggins. Are you getting a 5-year deal in return? Are you getting a 1-year deal in return?
Right. That would be the kind of flexibility that you'd be looking to get.
Keep the flexibility, because what I think the only way that there is any sort of a quick fix for the Warriors is that they remain prepared for whenever and whoever that dude is
yes,
who becomes available, because they've got a truck full of future first round draft picks and a few young pieces that would be very attractive when said star becomes disgruntled or falls out of favor. They have to be ready to acquire that guy. So you can't mess that flexibility up by trying to go from the 10 seed to the 7 seed
right.
next year.
And that's why you can't be in on Karl Anthony Towns, because his contract is massive.
Well, no, but he'd be that dude.
Yes. Yeah, but I don't think that you would want to part with your assets at this point, certainly. And you would
if you think you can get that dude.
Yeah, I don't think that he's that dude.
And that's fine.
For the price, he's going to be making more than Steph, and his contract is long, like you're talking about.
Fair opinion.
I'd be more interested in a Wiggins and Moody for Markkanen, even if I had to part with a first-round pick in that deal. Because Wiggins, his contract's not huge, but it's still 3 years. And the idea of 3 more years of that is something that I'd rather not sign up for. I would rather get Lauri Markkanen for a year, bring him in, and see if it works. 7-footer. And you get to the deadline next year, and if things aren't popping off, then at that point, you can maybe make a move, and you could do something different.
I don't hate that either, but I just think, like, I'm starting to let my mind stop the whole, like, who's the player, and start thinking, what's the contract? Because I think that that's really key for a team that's trying to save money, trying to get under the apron, trying to not spend $400 million on a non-playoff team, but even more importantly, stay flexible, be ready. Does Joel Embiid get ticked or whatever? Does Giannis get ticked? And each one of those is probably not going to happen, but it's what the Lakers did for a few years, and then Anthony Davis was like, I want to be a Laker. And then they went, okay, now we're ready. And we've got the assets to do this.
And that's ultimately how they got Kevin Durant, is because they had that flexibility, right?
Right, but that was free agent dollars.
Right, but it was still to what you're talking about, flexibility.
Yes, but this would be more like the Warriors, more so than I think their fans give them credit for, are in a position to make a good offer for a star when said star, Dame Lillard, is like, I'm ready to get out of here. When that happens, the Warriors can be involved, but if they're running the rat race because they're trying to placate their fans to be like really good next year, and I think that there is that possibility. I don't know who's going to become disgruntled,
right?
Who's going to get knocked out in the first round that wasn't supposed to. I don't know any of those things yet. So it's possible, but if it's not there, don't go for it and be willing to, unfortunately, be surprisingly boring this offseason.
And especially if you can do that while being below the second apron and maybe being under the tax or at the tax, that way your penalties reset as well. And even if it's a year again of chasing the 10 seed, you would be poised at the end of next year, going into Steph's last year, to maybe make one more swing at it.
Like, I think Wiggins, we've all decided Wiggins is getting traded this offseason. Probably. But maybe not till the deadline next year.
Right.
Maybe then.
Well,
try to let him build up some value.
That's hilarious. 5 of 12, 4 rebounds. Well, go ahead and book it for the...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.